Ramble.
This is going to sound so obvious, but it feels like the internet's super, super negative right now.
We had some actors on.
Yes.
It makes me wonder, like, who I would and wouldn't want to have on the Try Not to Laughs. Your idea of them is either going to be made even more great or just shattered completely.
I'm going to cancel Karen's or just Karen videos. I get so much anxiety from watching those videos. I don't know if they're real or staged, but it doesn't matter. It hits me the same.
So I recorded something yesterday, and I think it perfectly sums up what our tour is going to be like. Now.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Abandon your God, because it's time for the Smoshcast.
Oh.
Abandon your God.
Abandon your God. Man, if they haven't seen that sketch, they're confused.
That's okay. Then they can watch it.
They still can do it if they want.
I think that's my favorite Every Blank in a while.
Wow.
Did you write it?
But Damien's part was almost entirely improvised.
Oh, my gosh. So much improv. It was so freaking good, dude.
I appreciate that.
Loved it, dude.
Thank you.
Loved it.
It was every substitute ever for those that are in the dark.
Yeah. It's a solid one.
I wonder if anybody listens to our podcast in the dark.
Ooh. I don't listen to our podcast at all. So.
Okay.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
I don't know what we're recording right now.
Well, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Uh-oh, it's your main girl, Courtney, in the host seat with my two boys, Shania and Demina.
That is a demeaning title for me, whose name is Shane.
And me, Damien House.
Just kidding, we switched. Speaking of switched, I wore this shirt today. I planned to wear this shirt today. This shirt was all I was wearing today. And then you, all of a sudden, out of left field, flipping nowhere, match me.
It's a popular color.
That's what we do.
For those at home listening but not watching, what are you guys wearing?
We're wearing yellow long sleeves. I'm wearing a yellow hoodie.
It's a dandelion yellow. Mine has Naruto on the front. It's an Ichiraku Ramen, I believe, or Ichiran.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love ramen, dude.
Yeah, I love Naruto, too.
Is Naruto in your top 10 favorite animes? Or?
Probably not, but I think I just really enjoyed it at a very specific time in my life. Like, teenager. It was when I was doing, like, distance learning, so I watched it all day and then sometimes did schoolwork.
Nice.
It was the first manga I'd ever read. My sister used to read it on a website. Like, it looked like the pages were scanned into the computer.
Yep,
and that's how we read it.
I remember I was in the allergist's office where I used to get allergy shots, and I saw an issue of Shonen Jump that had Yu-Gi-Oh! On the front, and I was like, oh, this is cool, and I didn't realize you're supposed to read right to left at first, but once I figured it out, it was awesome, and they let me take it home. I must have been like 13, and I read the Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff because I was into that at the time, and it was super dark, like... The people don't realize the manga is like totally different than the cartoon. So like Yugi basically kills a person in that episode through like a tricksy like saw style
game. Yugi smokes crack.
He smokes crack and kills a man.
I remember, in those manga books it would remind you to go that way.
Yeah, go this way.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't know, it was dope. And so in that same issue I ended up being introduced to Shaman King, Naruto, One Piece.
One Piece.
I don't know if Dragon Ball Z was in it at the time. It might have been.
I was into the cartoons probably more so, but
I only watched Dragon Ball Z. I didn't read any mangas. I don't think I really have read a manga. I read Akira,
that's
a little different, you know, because that's a more compact series. It's older.
Yeah.
But I watched a ton of Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid.
Hell yeah,
loved that. And that was like, it was like a sports event.
Yeah.
Between me and my friends, because be like, did you watch the Frieza fight?
I was always left out of that. Maybe that's why I like Dragon Ball Z so much now, because I never could as a kid, because on Thursday afternoons when it came on, that's when I went to karate.
You were doing actual Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I was just living it, like, but
you
like
real training.
So even now, I just like Dragon Ball Z stuff, but I still don't watch it. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea.
It's a fun just thing. Yeah.
One of my older sisters, she was like the huge nerd of the family. She had like a full body cardboard cutout of Legolas.
Oh, cool.
In a room. And like whatever my family was watching, I'll just kind of sit down and watch whatever they're watching. So a lot of it was One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, a lot of Dragon Ball. I was sexually awakened by one of the characters in Dragon Ball Z. She's like blonde. Bulma.
Android 17, huh?
Android
18, I knew.
You literally nailed it, yeah.
The second you said sexually awakened, I was like, I got this.
She got really straight.
I forget her name, but the straight blonde hair.
Straight blonde hair.
She got the jean jacket. Mary's Krillin.
Yeah. And then there was like one episode where she had to wash her clothes and the only thing available to wear was like a Playboy bunny bodice thing.
Sounds like Dragon Ball Z.
But maybe that was Bulma.
No, no, no. I think that is Android because like her personality was super like stoic. Right. So it was funny to put her in that.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And also very Dragon Ball Z-esque.
Got it.
Hashtag Master Roshi is canceled.
Yeah, Master Roshi is a bummer.
He's canceled hardcore.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. He does not work in the year 2020.
Nope.
How are you guys' tummies feeling after that lunch?
I'm feeling okay.
Spicy rumblers.
We ate a ton of McDonald's before this.
It's a busy day, so we had to make it quick.
Yeah.
Get some Mickey D's. I'm like breathing heavily from it still.
It's the kind of thing where like I know for a fact, no shade at McDonald's, but just for the way my specific body works and the type of food I'm used to, it will make me feel bad. When you guys were like, we're getting McDonald's, we only have time for that. Or, do you want anything? I literally had to weigh like, do I want to wait like 6 hours to eat or do I want to have a tummy ache but be full? So here we are.
Yeah, I rarely ever eat fast food. So it's definitely like a plunge out of my normal stuff.
Plunge, like toilet, which you will soon visit.
Oh, already dead. Mm. It's handled.
Yep.
She happened.
Yeah. I'm feeling okay.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah. I think maybe in a way it feels good because I feel like my system's very like, my system moves at a constant pace. When I eat McDonald's, I get to finally have things stop for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nice. It's nice to have, you know, just everything, all, you know.
It makes you stop.
Everything stops for a bit.
I was going to say, I was like, what, does your stomach lining have abs? So like even that you can freaking.
No, I don't think it's that. It's just that it's like my body's like, what is this?
Mm.
Hey, can like, we call?
Hold up.
Call in the supervisor. Yeah. We need to figure out what hey, Mark, what is this? It's like, I don't know what that is. I haven't seen that in, wait, is this like
this
the tales of old?
Is this rubber French fries?
So we've analyzed it. One of these cows is over 100 years old and the other brand new. Yet it's all part of the same patty.
Same burger.
Same burger. There's over 16,000 cows in a single patty.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's honestly
nice.
Sometimes literally when I drink soda or whatever, it like, it helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I usually try and order the McDonald's Sprite is like, it hit different, you know? Mm-hmm. But I didn't get it this time, so my tummy was like, oh.
It's so good when you're a kid, because when you're a little kid, it just doesn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's just crazy.
When you're a kid, you hurt all the time anyway.
That could be it.
It could be. You don't know constant what normal pain. Feels like. Yeah.
Children are in constant pain, right?
I will, yeah. By the way, today's episode is brought to you by Burger King.
Yeah. Thanks to Burger King.
Burger.King/smosh.
It's not actually.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought it was an ad read.
That's Kevin, by the way. Everyone say hi to Kevin.
This pod brought to you by Burger King. Burger King. Get back to work, peasant.
Welcome to Burger Surf. Burger Fiefdom.
I think also I'm feeling is like we're really getting into preparing for tour. I know you guys talked about that last week.
So you got that tummy anxiety?
I do. My anxiety has been like, guess what? I exist like all the time lately, and it's kind of a bummer. But I think the tour stuff, it's like excitement and nervousness because like I have a habit of being like when a lot of stuff is happening in a day or in a week, it's like, there's a lot of opportunities for things to go wrong, so brace yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel.
I'm actually excited for things to go wrong during a show, because that's when the funniest stuff is going to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the two opposite sides.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Oh.
I don't know, Courtney. I think anxiety is obviously like a lifelong thing, and I've got some years on you age-wise, but I've been dealing with anxiety my whole life as well. I've noticed like a marked improvement, I think, in how you deal with things.
With
or
me?
You just seem to go roll with the punches a little bit more. So like, this is a new experience. You can't expect yourself to be perfect with it right off the bat, but like, you're kicking butt.
That's the thing, though. That's very sweet, and I feel like I know what you mean. Like, I've definitely gotten better about, like, I think I have like a, what is the word? Anticipatory anxiety.
Totally.
I have a huge fear of the unknown, of like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is a new experience. I don't know how to mentally prepare for something I've never done before. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to Disneyland, like, that's a big day of a lot of things. I'm like, oh, I kind of need to mentally prepare for like all the energy and stuff. But like, this is something I've never done. I've done live shows. We did Smosh Live. Mm-hmm. I did school plays and stuff. We had like 6 weeks of rehearsals for that stuff. So I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I think excited. Once then we hop into, because we are, you know, I think we talked about this last cast, we're just now sort of starting rehearsals. We've been writing and like planning things out for a long time, but now we're like getting it up on its feet. So I think once we're like more into that, that's when you'll have a concrete experience to attach your anxiety to, and you'll say, ah, oh, maybe it's not so bad. Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
What if there was like a YouTube tour critic that would like specifically go to YouTubers' tours and just critique their performances and their shows? What do you think they'd be like?
I think they'd be a little something like this.
I'm not sure.
Their t-shirts were mildly adequate.
I wish we'd get like a Drew Gooden breakdown, because when Drew Gooden went to the Jake Paul show.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen
that
video.
He broke
it
all down. It's so great. It's from a while ago. But
I love that.
Is that when he was like, you're a bully? Is that why you did that?
Kind
of. Was that Cody Ko?
That's Cody Ko.
Yeah, this is Drew Gooden literally went and like filmed a lot of the show, and like, ooh. And
I need to see that video. But tell me about it.
It's really great. It's really funny.
Does he go? Does he roast
he went?
Him?
He went through. Yeah, like
did
he
Jake
just,
call him a bully?
Did what?
Did Jake call Drew a bully?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I don't think Jake was aware of, because this was still like...
Jake wasn't entirely sure where he was.
This was like over a year ago, and this was in Florida. Like, Drew went to his show in Florida.
Wow, a Jake Paul show in Florida. That sounds spectacle.
Yeah, I mean, Jake Paul's not the same as what he was then, but this was when he was at the height.
Wow.
It's crazy. Wow. But yeah, we'll get something like that. Someone will break it down and just absolutely ruin our lives.
Yeah.
I low-key have been just like, not wanting it, but kind of just waiting for someone to be like, hey, what have these people been doing? And like really dissecting our content. Like no YouTuber seems to come at
there's
us.
There's not
at
really,
all
well,
like
that's
that.
Because we're not doing anything, you know, there's nothing crazy about what we're doing. Like the people that break down are the people who are like, are very opinionated online or like doing stuff that's really fake. Our stuff is, we're just doing genuine, and we're just like playing games and having fun. Like, what can you really pick apart about it?
We're in a great position with that too, because we do still end up trending. Like, people do know who Smosh is, but we're not like poking anybody's buttons. We're not like making, I mean, if we make fun of people, we do it politely. It's out of like love, not hate usually, because that's the best way to parody someone. So like, we're not starting beef. We don't have like, here's the tea on Smosh. So like, it wouldn't really make sense. Someone would like legit have to go really out of their way to be like, here's the thing about Smosh, you know?
No one's picking apart Jack's films or Gus, because like they're not really, you know, we're doing comedy. Like no one's breaking down like comedy accounts, you know. It's more in the line of like, you know, if you're going to be accusing someone of something or whatever, that's when you're getting into that realm, and we just don't. We don't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like Brianna Boho started as a Tana Mojo parody like so strongly. But she's become her own thing now, which is kind
of
funny.
And even when we're making fun of people, it's such a, like, I don't know, we come at it from such a different angle.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to be mean. We're trying to just make comedy out of a situation.
And like, it seems like people, for the most part, take it really positively.
Yeah.
Like Tana Mojo is, like, one of the people that would just, like, I don't know if she's seen it, actually. I know she's seen pictures of like, the costumes and stuff, but she's the type that's like, oh my God, I love this. This is so funny.
Yeah.
And if you do something that's not like totally ripping someone apart and you're just playfully poking fun at them, and then they take it like, whoa, what are you doing? That's kind of on them. It's like, you know, I say like, if you're big enough to be parodied by like a, like we're a comedy channel. We have to write content that like maybe you haven't seen before, but is also relatable enough that people are going to actually know about it. So if we're doing something on somebody, then it means like, congratulations, you're big enough to be parodied. Isn't that cool?
We're basically the Simpsons.
I mean,
we
are the Simpsons of YouTube. I won't say it, but everybody else can.
everyone's thinking.
But I'll be the Dan Castellaneta. Kevin, cut this.
You know what? I'll give my opinion, though, on what I think our tour is going to be like.
Ooh, here comes the tea.
So I recorded something yesterday, and I think it perfectly sums up what our tour is going to be like. So just give this a listen.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
I know what's coming.
I'm scared.
Now.
Where were you?
So you guys
How
were out of the office
you?
Yesterday, right. So I was just chilling.
Oh, my God.
And I decided, you know, I was like, you know what? I've got some good content that I can...
Some good content, aka air in your ass,
dude. The sad reality is, if you were to post that, it would still get more likes than anybody else's shit.
I hate that.
Yeah,
hate that.
It's like,
Were you just in the room? I hate that.
I could tell that was against our blue sofa. That was against our blue sofa.
It's turquoise.
I can't believe you're reading my diaries and farting into your phone.
You've never, never let out gas.
I do it all the time. I'm saying I could tell. I did it while I was making direct eye contact with Finnerty like mere moments ago. He's like, hey, let me talk to you about something real quick. And I was like, and then he's just sort of like,
you've
like,
definitely,
yeah, man, what's
we've
up?
Been mid-conversation, you've just been like, you'd be like, yeah, so sorry, I just let out a massive fart while staring you in the eyes. Yeah. Anyways.
No, I don't do it like that. I say like, yeah, man, it's pretty cool that you went to the place the other day. Like, you have to give it its moment. This is going to be the second podcast in a row when we're talking about poops and farts.
I don't want that for
this
us.
This is the Smoshcast.
Do you know what? Tiny Meat Gang, they've had multiple episodes because they were talking about diarrhea attacks because apparently there's just like a thing that's happening where people are taking buckets of, you know, and dumping it on people in the streets.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the one.
It's like a new form of terrorism.
Yeah, I heard about the one on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, but they're
it was that they called it hot diarrhea.
I don't want to hear that. No, we're not going to talk about it. Don't worry. Go to Tiny Meat Gang to hear about hot buckets of that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Hey, by the way, speaking of how tour is going to be like, I did get a tip from somebody the other day about how to sleep on a tour bus. You sleep with your feet facing the front of the bus. Because apparently, if there's ever an issue that jolts you forward, you like have your feet to brace you, or like
smart.
Maybe you break your legs or something, but it's better than breaking your skull.
My knees come out my
really
eyes.
Smart.
Yes, that's true.
That's really smart.
That's smart.
Right?
Oh, good to know.
There you go. So thank you.
Cool.
I forget who that was.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I wonder how comfortable we'll be.
Not at all.
Not at
like,
all.
Not at all.
I'm not
do
preparing
you guys,
for sleeping
do you guys,
well.
Have you guys done a lot of road trips?
I haven't slept on a moving car.
I can sleep straight up anywhere, which is nice. I will, no joke, y'all, I filmed a movie like way back in the day that was like a week of night shoots, and literally like in between scenes I was like, looks like there's a laundromat right there outside of where we're filming. I'm gonna hop in real quick, and I just would like lay on the counter and like fall
Whoa.
Asleep
wow.
in the at like 3 a.m. in the middle of Atlanta, freezing cold, and I'm just like,
goodness.
Yep, this is where I sleep now. So
wow.
I'll be able to sleep on the bus for sure, but I don't think it's gonna be like the best sleep ever.
No.
You know?
My dad, my family did road trips all the time.
Really?
Like flying was not a thing. And my dad had like this.
But your dad was a helicopterist.
He was a that wasn't until a few years ago, my boy.
Oh.
But what he did have was a big red Suburban with 3 rows.
Whoa.
And what he would do is he'd put down the middle row, and then the far back row is where we'd sit. And so it was like a big limo.
Ooh.
And we could either sleep on the floor. And then he also, this is how dated this is, okay, guys? He had the little square, like cube TV.
Yeah.
He'd wedge it between the driver's seat and the passenger seat.
That's awesome.
So, and then we'd put VHSs or plug in a DVD, portable DVD player, and we'd watch.
We had one of those, but we had a bunch of those bungee cords.
To,
so
like,
we'd wrap
it in.
We'd strap it to the passenger seat and watch stuff.
It's the
smart.
TV would perfectly fit in between, so we didn't have to wedge it in too much. I think one time we went over some rough train tracks and it fell down. We were
Ooh.
Like,
that's tough.
Matilda!
But it would
looked,
be fun.
It took out your eighth
Matilda!
Sister. Yeah.
Milo and Otis!
We always, aww.
What a specific...
That's it's like we're getting a double feature. We are back, followed by Milo and Otis.
We're back at Dinosaur Story.
Dinosaur Story.
My dad, we always watched Matilda. And like, there's so many movies that my dad would only hear the movie and had never, like, for years, had never seen, like, Matilda or some other movie.
Mm.
And he finally watched Matilda, like, recently, and it was so different from how it was in his head after listening to it.
It's great.
You've never
first
seen
of
Matilda? Danny DeVito.
It's what I would love about like that generation of movies, especially ones aimed toward kids, where like every bit of action had like an orchestration to it. So mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but if the kid was like, "Here, have a carrot," you would hear the music like do
do
like that kind of almost early Harry Potter style too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, I wonder what imagery he saw in his head with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm very curious. And like the
That's
voices
funny.
Of the characters,
yeah.
like the wife and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love road trips. I love the camaraderie that comes along with it. I'm very excited to like have summer parties with you guys. And should I bring movies?
Yes.
Should I bring Matilda?
But also I'm an introvert and we'll need me time, and so I'm going to make a little fortress out of my bed.
Just like duct tape the outer edges of your bunk.
I'm really curious because we have at least 7 people.
I think there are only 3 bunks and everybody else has to just sleep standing up like a bat.
Oh.
Bats don't sleep standing up.
Yeah, but they do if you flip them upside down.
That's true.
Wow.
Shane, I'm actually interested in you and I have roomed together a lot.
Oh, yeah.
In past moth things. So I feel like I'm used to everything, but you're a little bit of a snorer.
I am.
I'm interested in seeing if anybody hates that.
Is it consistent? I feel like, oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, no, I'm not like hates it, but I'm just like,
the problem is that, you know, I live alone, so I don't ever know like how consistent it is. I don't know the schedule of it. I don't know if what ways I can not snore, you know?
You get one of those breathe right strips and you shove it way up your butt. Just way up your butt, Shane.
You know what? I never, when we were in Sacramento, I never heard snoring, ever.
Yeah, that's what's weird is sometimes people will be like, yeah, you weren't snoring at all. And then sometimes it's like, yeah, it was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I hope it's okay that I mentioned that too.
No, that's fine. It's definitely true. It's not something I try to hide or I'm embarrassed about, you know.
I grew up with snoring, like my dad snoring down the hall. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'll probably just, my brain will be like, yep, I know what this is, and I'll probably be able to keep sleeping.
Hmm. I always listen to like waterfall or rain sounds when I sleep, so I'm just going to bring some good headphones and plop them on. And then if I can hear the snoring through that, I'll probably just smother you.
Hey, welcome to the Smosh Tour. Shane is dead.
And nobody knows how it happened.
How did it happen?
Speaking of which, not the smothering fart. Smothering fart. My roommate in college, we bunked our beds so that like we had more space in the room, which most people didn't do, but it had like the ability to do that. So we like used extra duct tape to like make sure it was safe. But the mattresses were like super, super thin and malleable. So he slept above me and he would snore wicked hard. So I would literally like put my foot and like aim it toward the small of his back and just go, boom! And like he would literally like boom, like arch his back, sit bolt upright, and then fall back,
oh,
and then wouldn't.
God.
He wouldn't wake up, but he would stop snoring. So I would literally kick him squat in the back every night.
I used to snore when I was a kid, and my sister would throw like a stuffed animal at me, and that was all it took.
Yeah,
so. I wonder. We don't know who else is snorers.
I snore.
I've started
it
a little bit.
It depends on my position.
How do you know?
Because I've woken myself up a couple times recently. Oh. Not like full on from sleep, but like when I'm starting to drift off, I'll just have a moment of like.
Yeah,
and then I'll hear that and I'll be like, what was that? Oh, that was me.
See, I wouldn't know. I don't, sound doesn't wake me up really.
Oh, you
That's
lucky
crazy.
Bastard.
So when we've roomed together, I would have no idea if you ever did.
I don't, but I'm a sleep toots.
I sleep toots
all the time.
Wow. Like Audible?
Oh, audible.com brought to you by Damien Haas's farts. Yes, no, that was a dumb joke. Yes.
But we have a lot of people, like, because we have more people that aren't just like the cast that I'm like, I'm curious. I don't know.
Are they going to be sleeping on the bus with us?
We're all on the bus.
I'm like, not comfortable with that.
I think, I don't know if there's going to be multiple or like a little motor. I don't know. Is tour happening?
We have a roof. Let them sleep on the roof.
Just tie them
to the roof of the bus.
I demand the nicest bed closest to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
everybody who can't see my face, I'm being sarcastic.
I call the bed furthest from the bathroom because...
Ian already called that.
Screw
did he really?
Him.
I realistically, because I do snore, I should probably be as far away from everyone as I can.
I don't want to be near the potty.
Why not?
Because... certain people have expressed their habits around the toiletries, Damon.
We've already talked about this last podcast.
I know,
and
that's
was
fine.
The only one who had an issue with it before, and even he bent and was like, Damon, you are correct. I'm sorry I was such a shitbird.
I'm not trying to be a shitbird.
No, you're not being a shitbird. You can just open the door and just shit out, shit out on the highway.
Tell you what. I'm going to go to the bathroom whenever I feel like it.
We just got to have some poo-pourri.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so easy.
It's just,
and
it's
use
gonna
it.
Be, this is my impression of midnight on the bus.
God damn it, Shane.
I hate that it's two. I hate that it's two, dude.
What happened there is you started it, there was not enough force, and your cheeks closed back up, and then you were like, no! And then you were like, here comes the second one. Like, get out of there.
It's a double jump. Boom!
I hate this.
Anyways,
I'm just nervous that I'm gonna have like time to like do my makeup and stuff.
You won't. I have no doubt. By like the shows, we're all gonna be like, oh man, the shows are gonna be awesome. But the bus, by the end of that week, I think we're all gonna hate each other.
Aww.
What if we start there?
Perfect.
And then it's a redemption.
Then one of us surely
arc.
Dies. Oh. My dad's going to multiple shows.
That's pretty
cool. Great. My family's coming to one of them.
That's
is he
so
having
great.
His own meet and greet so I can finally
no.
meet him?
No, you've met my pop-up.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah, multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call him Kurt.
Yeah, good old Kurt. I know it's Carlor.
It's Carlor Miller.
Carlor Miller.
That's fine. Also, some crazy stuff that's going to be happening.
What? Tell
we
us.
just, you know, we've been in that one room for a year now. We're getting kicked out. Well, not really kicked out.
No, definitely say kicked out.
But now we're gonna be out with everybody, and we're gonna have desks, our own little desks out in the what do we call that area?
It's Writer's Island.
The bullpen.
Well, we are the Writer's Island within the bullpen.
Yeah, it's called the bullpen. It's this big, it's kind of almost looks like a
that's just what
aircraft
they call
hangar, or like I don't know, like
it's a high ceiling warehouse situation.
Yeah,
but it's pretty
with
and like
skylights.
It's
a very cool. I mean, you guys have seen it in stories and everything.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
I feel like bullpen is just what you define as like the cubicle area.
You know what? I think the biggest opponent to this happening, and even I've sort of come around, and I'm kind of stoked about it.
I'm excited to have a desk.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm excited to have a desk because we have that like weird little one in the cast room right now that we share. But even that isn't the most, the chairs look nice, but it's not the most comfortable. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's your space.
And ours are standing desks. They can be standing.
Yes, I will be standing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm excited for me to like my space is where my mess is, and I don't have to worry about anybody else's mess in
yes.
my space.
Anybody exactly. else's mess.
Nobody
like people
else's
who
mess.
Leave mess.
Diet Cokes.
Yeah,
what?
I mean, that one wasn't mine,
that
and you're referring
wasn't.
To one.
I never
leave Diet Cokes.
Uh-oh. Should I not have called Diet
Cokes? Whoa.
Out?
No.
Uh-oh.
Are we doing call-outs? Are we
that's
calling
fine.
Each other out for this past year now that it's over?
No. We all left messes. I think that's what's tough about the room is what's that face, Dave?
I'm just like, hey, if we're calling out, then we'll call
let's
out.
Please
but let's
do.
Let's keep going.
But it's like it's a big room that we when we have shoot weeks and stuff, it's just everyone in there bringing
that's
in their
true.
Stuff. We have mm-hmm. meals in there.
The irony
cups.
Is that the three of us probably made the least mess because people
true.
Would come for one day and leave all the mess.
I would literally, have like my computer set up at that mini desk and be like, all right, this like 2x2 foot area is my space where I'm going to get my work done. I would leave for 3 minutes and then someone else would show up and there'd be a pile of shirts on top of the computer. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, that was the one spot you chose? That you needed that one spot where my computer... There's there's hangers. There's on the wall. You could do...
yeah, no. That's not how we do it here.
No.
Even I have a hard time keeping all my stuff together. Like, you guys should see my room on shoot weeks.
I refuse.
It's a disaster because I'm like, what will I wear? And I'm like, I don't know. And then my makeup's all over one place. And I'm like, when I feel frazzled, you see it in my space. So I'm excited that, like, it's my responsibility and, like, I won't be a bother to anybody else as well.
I'm excited, too, because I get to, like, personalize my space a little bit. Like, the room is fun, but it doesn't have any of our specific personalities. But now that I have a desk, I can put, like, a little Funko Pop there or something.
Oh,
I can,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
I can have a fondue pop.
You can have or something else.
like a chocolate fountain.
Like a little tiny else. Cannon that I'll shoot at your desk.
No.
Yeah, or like something else.
No. Yeah, that was quite a year though in that room.
It was fun.
It was cool.
Yeah, I think it's crazy how much it's changed since we started.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many videos in my phone from like when it was just like just that table and y'all acting cray cray.
Yeah, we were pretty cray cray back in the day.
We were pretty cray cray back in the day.
We were pretty crazy.
Gone through a lot of rooms.
Yeah.
The cast never can really stay in a place.
That first Defy room in that corner that was like just barely not close enough to a Pokestop. And then and then we got moved to the other side of that office where there was a Pokestop.
That was the whole thing.
Actually, you would have to come into the Smosh Games room to do the Pokestop.
That was one of them,
So Smosh Games, shout out to
those rooms were sweet. They were huge, but they were the messiest. The like stuff would just show up.
Yeah, people would just like dump things there and we'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And then also your charger's stolen. You're like, okay.
Oh yeah, your charges would get stolen every day.
Yeah, I think that's what's cool is it doesn't seem as much like that anymore.
Mm.
That old office, we'd see an accident every other month on that street.
Yeah, that was a dangerous street corner. It was literally like no matter what day it was of the week or no matter what time, you could just guarantee at one point you would hear a skirt and then you'd wait for the Oh, no impact that time. All right, they got okay. They're okay.
Yeah.
They're okay.
And there was always drama. Like, there was a hit and run, and there was one where there was a bunch of kids were started to run away from their car, but there was a cop right behind their car, and so they all got caught.
It was crazy. It was really crazy.
A bunch of hit and runs.
Insane.
Yeah, it was a crazy road.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more chill
here
in this building.
It's a little more incognito.
Yeah.
Our website doesn't have our address advertised on it.
Thank God.
Like the previous.
Yeah, it's just better.
Safety first.
Yeah.
Safety
but I'm excited.
First.
I'm excited to be out in the bullpen because I walk around the bullpen a lot anyways. I like bigger spaces. Mm-hmm. I don't like being in a small room.
I enjoy both. I appreciate both because we could go out there and be social and like there's lots of I'm using camaraderie that word a lot today, mm-hmm. but then you could go in that room and it's just kind of quiet and mm-hmm. I can be in there with myself. But like I'm excited to. I feel like I'm going to be more productive and like focusing on my
for
own
sure
stuff.
Because we're going to have a professional space because our room that we've been in for this past year is designed. It looks more like a lounge space. There's a couch. There's mm-hmm. like a coffee table and then like this like. It's not a desk. It's a table with like
it's
whatever.
Like a conference
but
table.
It's designed. You know, when I'm sitting on a couch, I'm not like I think for me psychologically, I'm not thinking like, oh, I'm gonna get work done. I'm mm-hmm. thinking like, oh, I'm sitting down on a couch with friends. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm gonna have a desk. But like when I'm here, I'm doing work, and I'll leave it. And I, you know,
I feel like there are gonna be benefits and drawbacks though. And again, I am excited for this now, so I'm more leaning toward the benefits. But like, yeah, we're gonna be productive, getting scripts done and stuff like that. But I think we lose out a little bit of like, you know, it was a room where it was just us three, and we would talk and joke all the time, get our work done. Yeah, but like, you'd be like, oh, dude, that could be a TikTok. Oh, we've got to turn this. Can I get a story real quick? If we're out in the bullpen with everybody, there can be some talking, but we're not going to be able to do the thing of like, let me show you this video on full volume now. And let me, dude, did you hear about that? Like, people have like almost sassily in a way before like shut our door to be like, you got to stay quiet. So now we're out there with them. We have to be quiet.
I think, it was the foxhole, I feel like, because it would just be us three. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes that was all it was for an entire day. It's gotten different now. Like Ian hangs out with us more and he's not like holed up in his office as mm-hmm. much. Yeah, I'm excited. I actually bought my own headphones for my computer already because I know
nice.
I'm not.
You need to get some.
But the one thing that bothers me though is when we give notes on like pit videos and stuff, I like to hear it from the laptop speakers because then you can hear the real levels of the music versus the voices.
Well, it's not like we can't go out into like a outdoor area or into that
outside?
Room if it's not busy.
I go outside
to check
to
notes
do most.
On. But then there's like all this wild sound that you're like competing with to hear this video.
Well, then
I'm
go
just
back
like,
into the old cast room if it's no
I
one's
guess,
using it.
And if no one's using it, like. Because I sometimes I'll notice even on videos that are released and it's no one's fault because literally the editing headphones are like so nice that mm-hmm. the music and the audio like from people talking, it sounds good
different.
To them.
Yeah.
And then when it goes into a different device, it sounds different.
I run into that a lot, especially with games videos.
It's like literally like it that's because to their ears, mm-hmm. it sounds good. Yeah. But then when it goes to like my phone or the laptop, it's like, oh, just a little too loud. So I like to keep an eye out for that, but we'll see. I think it should be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll be fine. I just wanted to talk about the benefits and drawbacks. I still think there will be more benefits. I am very excited to have a desk. I need to be able, like even, like you said, this lounge area has a sofa where y'all sit every day, but I post up at the desk and have my back to you because I still need that kind of like mm-hmm. structure to it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
For those listening, what's your favorite kind of desk?
Mine is...
I love desks. I didn't have anything. I actually have a bad history with desks and moving them.
Uh-oh.
So you guys better watch out. As soon as you have desks, they're going to be in random corners.
I loved back then when we had desks and we didn't do anything.
No.
Nobody needed a desk because nobody did any work. We were just hanging out.
I didn't even have a desk at one point. I was like working on
vanity.
Vanity. Mm. I wonder if people thought that was weird. I'm just like not even looking at my computer. I'm just looking at myself.
I'm a little nervous, but I think it'll be okay.
I think
for the
be
desks?
Okay.
Yeah, for the desks.
I think it's great. I think because we'll have our own spaces, you know, and I do think that was... For me,
you're
I like
a little
that.
Isolated.
Very much so.
It'll be fun, though. We'll still make TikToks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're literally going to be next to each other out there.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I wanted to be further away from you guys.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to be on the mythical side
I would love
side
that.
Of the office.
I would love that. Please.
I wanted to work from the Defy office.
Yeah.
Just in the middle.
The abandoned concrete.
Sweet, this is nice.
Burned out insides of the Defy office.
Hey, we're doing the pod in an hour. I'll drive from Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God. That's what I do not miss.
Oh, my God. That drive killed me.
No, thank you, sir. All right. So, yeah, we just had the craziest Try Not to Laugh, like, Smosh game shoot we've ever done.
24 videos in
24
5 days.
24 videos in 5 days.
Plus podcast.
So insane. 24 plus. That's but like that's for how for on paper how crazy it sounds, we did okay. Like I felt like I didn't feel as dead and delirious as I thought I would.
My energy was pretty damn good too.
Yeah. And we're doing this in preparation for tour and stuff and all the traveling we're going to be doing. And we do like it's not like something we really try to hide. Like we shoot multiple videos in a day and then we release them. when they need to come out. But this was the most unscripted content we'd shot by far, including having some guests on Try Not to Laugh.
Yeah.
Which was, we had some YouTubers on. We had some actors on.
Yeah, some big names.
Yeah, we're excited. The Try Not to Laugh that came out, we shot with Thomas Lennon and Jack, what's his last name?
Jack Robbins.
That one was shot this last week.
Quick turnaround.
From
that.
When we're recording that. Really, yeah.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, that was a really cool experience. Like, I watched a lot of Reno 911. Well, kind of.
My goal is to work with every single one of them. Wendy, Goldberg, Thomas Lennon.
Nice.
Gotta work with all of them. That's my goal.
It's crazy, like, meeting these people in person after seeing so much of them on a screen acting a certain way. It makes me wonder, like, who I would and wouldn't want to have on the Try Not to Laughs, because it's like you're meeting your idols, so your idea of them is either going to be made even more great or just shattered completely, or you never know.
Yeah, because
so,
we've had guests in the past, and no one's ever been a jerk. No one's ever been bad, but we've definitely gotten people who just don't know much about the YouTube world and are kind of like, they come into it and they're just like, what is this? What are we doing? You know? And it's like,
Are you guys a comedy troupe?
Yeah. You know what I think it is like, when someone is a bigger name actor like that, they do these kinds of things as like part of a press circuit usually. Mm-hmm. So it is a very like, it's not cold, but it's professional. Like, they show up and it's like, all right, so what are we doing? And, you know, any other show would be like, all right, we're going to interview you for 10 minutes. Then we're going to have one segment where a caller calls in and gets to ask you a question. Then we're done. Mm-hmm. They're like, great. So this is so much more involved than that average everyday interview. It's like a Jimmy Fallon kind of deal, but maybe even a little more.
It
like,
is.
Do you want to play a game with us for an hour?
Think it's of some like, bit.
Yeah. Well, even like bigger YouTubers too.
Yeah.
Like I don't know when the other one's going to come out with the other guests, but it's like, it's also people that you've been just watching their videos for a long time and then you're getting to meet them in person. So it's because we talked about this earlier, like if we were to get Dwayne The Rock Johnson, obviously we'd want to do that. Like, are you kidding? It's him.
Yeah.
But it's like, then we're meeting our idol. Like, are we shattering this vision, this idea of this person?
Well, it does happen, man.
Yeah, it does happen.
It's a double challenge for us, too, because that happens to everybody. But now it's like we are working with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that sort of twist on what you're expecting, and you have to put out something good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it can be weird. Yeah. They're all just people. Like, it doesn't hit you until you're there, and you're like, oh, you're just a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single one of them.
Or like a busy
person. The star aspect of them is a marketed commercial thing that a team of people has created for the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you meet them in person, you're like, oh, you're a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a superhuman like you are made to look like on camera. And that's the case for so many actors.
Except for The Rock, who is actually just a superhuman.
I wonder if he would make you laugh. Do you think Dwayne The Rock Johnson would make you laugh?
I think so.
I would laugh out of fear.
I think because he was a wrestler, I think he would bring great energy to it. Because when we brought the WWE wrestlers, they were just so into it. Because they were just like, yeah, let's just go.
That was a really funny episode.
Like, they were just very committed and excited, you know?
Did I ever tell you my friend's The Rock story?
No.
It's my friend's story, so take it or leave it. I didn't happen to me. But he lived in a very, very wealthy part of California. And he said that, like, one day, and his backyard sort of has, like, a cliff going up. Like, his neighborhood is, like, very hilly. So his backyard is, like, a cliff face or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he, like, came outside one day and just heard, like, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And he was like, what? And he, like, kept going closer to the sound, and it gets louder and louder, and, like, all these different inflections of, can you smell what The Rock is cooking or whatever? And he looks up on the cliff, and it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson practicing his catchphrase out on top of a cliff to the world.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, I live in this very wealthy part of California. That my neighbor is The Rock. Oh.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. Was he naked?
I don't know. Sure. Imagine. Yes. For the sake of this story, yes. And again, happened to my friend. I don't think he would ever lie, but you don't. I don't know.
But you also brought up a good point, though. Like, a lot of times when you meet these big actors or musicians or whatever, they're constantly so busy. They're also constantly dealing with every person being like, oh my God, are you that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. And like, they just, so it's like a broken record every day. So you meet them and they're just kind of just like tired.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not being a jerk. They're just tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. That has been the case. I've definitely dealt with celebrities where I was like, oh, well, they're a jerk. And I'm like, no, looking at this situation, I think they're probably just extremely tired.
It was there was a tweet going around like months back of like Rami Malek, who's like Mr. Robot, signing all these things in the middle of the street. And he definitely seems tired. And then as he's signing something for someone, they're like, hey, can I get you on video saying hello to Tessa for her 29th birthday or something like that? He's like, no, no, but I can definitely take a picture with you. And then she was like, oh, yeah, okay. And all the comments were like, what a jerk, not doing that video, and I'm like, come on, man, like maybe he's busy and you're asking for like three different things.
Like that's his day all day every day.
There was video of like Harry Styles. He was like in some random town and these girls were like, you're rich, like we traveled this far to come see you, you deserve, we needed a picture with you. And you could just see this defeated look on Harry Styles' face and he like did it. But it's like, that's so sad. That's like,
that sucks.
They are just people.
That entitlement, nobody owes you anything. If you paid a certain amount of money to see a show, the thing you got in exchange for that money was the show. Like, so
in the creator viewer relationship, neither owes anybody anything. Like, as a creator, I want to create because I feel good doing it. Like making my own YouTube videos on my own channel, I love editing. Like, that's my favorite part of all of it. And then I'm obviously like, if I'm making something funny, then it's like, yes, I'm doing this because I'm spreading what I think is funny. I'm spreading joy or whatever. And if people like it, that's awesome. Then I gave them that joy and they can feel that joy. And like, that's kind of the transaction.
Yeah, totally.
And then if they want to leave a comment or like, that is totally like, you have the keyboard, not me. Like, I'm not trying to. We're definitely in an era where it's kind of like the world is readjusting and figuring that out, because there's like, Marilyn Monroe, she was the most famous person of her time, and she was the first person to ever be that famous. And nowadays, you can know 10 famous people, and then a group of people would have no idea who they are, because there's so many famous people in the world. Like, in a way, like,
there really
no
is
famous.
A lot of famous people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
and
weird.
it's because the internet and there's just straight, the population is bigger, and there are more platforms to become famous, some more easily than others, i.e. TikTok. Somehow, people with zero talent have millions of followers, and they are having meet and greets and et cetera.
Like, I wonder how many people on Instagram have over a million followers.
I think a lot.
Like, it's
and it's
a
people
lot
you don't always
people.
Expect. But sometimes I wonder, and this might be too much
people
of a tangent,
buy.
I think there's a lot of bots, especially when they're like famous people, because I'm like, I don't know if this person is truly the case or not, but if like, say for example, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, if you look at him, I'm assuming he has millions of followers, but I also know if you look at his posts and stuff like that on Twitter, he gets like 200 likes per post. I'm like, all right, so either you've bought your followers or you are so uninteresting that only 0.00 maybe zero, I didn't do the math, 2% of people actually care what you say.
And I think there's the third option, because like, we're now at an age where the internet has been around so long that there are old followers that even Ian, we talk about it with Ian all the time. He's like, he has the amount of followers he has, but it's like the likes don't correlate with that at all. And it's just because it's been a long time.
But I don't understand that. Like, who's no longer using Instagram? They're like, oh, I'm 25. I don't want to use Instagram anymore. Mm-hmm. It's more like, I think when people are like, I want to make 20 Stan accounts. It's like Damien Haas Hart and I Love Haas and Haaser 123 and all that stuff. That's the same person. So I think they just forget about those
that
20
well.
Extra accounts that they made.
And then the Instagram algorithm kind of is the nail in the coffin for creators in a way, because if you aren't paying attention to someone's content for a while and you aren't liking or commenting their stuff,
it just goes away.
It just straight up stops showing up in your feed. It happens to people all the time. Like, I'm like, I follow you, but I haven't seen your stuff. And I go to their profile and they have 10 new posts I haven't seen. I'm like, you got married?
And then all of a sudden it's in your feed again once you visited their page. Yeah. It's all over the place.
And when you follow someone, they have four posts in a row for on your feed the next time you go to the homepage. It's crazy.
It's interesting. I think that's why it's important to, like, you know, I'm on TikTok, but I have no posts or anything yet, but I still have a presence there. That's why it's important to diversify what you're on, because if you are like, I don't care about Twitter, I don't care about YouTube, I'm fully an Instagram creator, the second Instagram's algorithm works in a way that doesn't favor you, it's like everything you've built is gone.
That's also a struggle too, is when there's so many platforms, am I supposed to be in YouTube video being like, hi, I'm Courtney, be sure to follow me on here, follow me on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Reddit and Discord and like all these things. And it's like, at that point, then what is the relationship with the viewer? Like, why am I giving you this responsibility study to, like, I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot, dude. I don't know how creators do it successfully on every platform.
It's hard. Because for me, it's also about, like, authenticity. Like, it's hard to sit there and be like, I want you to follow me on this and this and this and this and this. It'd be cooler to say, like, I would like to offer you something unique and cool if you go to this one where I can only offer you that thing there. Mm-hmm. But there's only so much that goes because you only have so much time in the day to make stuff.
I remember when I was on Vine and, like, I got to a point where I had a second Vine account that was called, like, I think it was called Crotchney. And it was for the stuff. And I was like, I just want to post this because I like it. It's not funny. It's maybe artistic or whatever, because I felt, like, pressure to keep the main account to be a specific type of content. And I feel that with, like, every platform now. I mean, TikTok, I'm like, I don't even know what this is. So, like, when I'm posting, I don't post on my own at all. I should more, but.
I should too. I'm just nervous. What do you do? Like, if you start doing one of those dance things, is like, am I doing it ironically? Yeah. And now do people expect that? Do I, there's a lot of, like, anime weeb content. Do I start doing that? Yeah. Like, I don't want to just do everything. I don't know.
And I see a lot of people trying to do the ironic dancing, and it doesn't. Play. Not funny. You're like, and now I'm seeing a lot of female creators that, like, I've known and kind of interacted with a lot for a while on Twitter and stuff. Now they're starting to legitimately do the TikTok dances, and I'm like, oh, you're there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, you're diversifying what you're doing. Yeah. You're changing with the times.
I think what I like about our brand is what we take those things and we make them weird or we make them crazy. We smoshify them in a way. I like that. So, like, yeah, like, we talked about that one TikTok idea that I probably shouldn't. I mean, well, we have done it by the time this podcast comes out.
I guess we have to now.
Yeah, I guess we have to. But, yeah, we're just taking one and changing the audio into a crazy voice.
Oh, that's right.
That one.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's commit. 3, 2, 1. Believe in your dreams.
Believe in your dreams.
Believe in your dreams.
Believe in your dreams. Believe in your streams.
Do the fart sound effect. Do the fart sound effect. That locks it in.
Shit. Hold on. I got it. Don't worry. Oh, my God.
Make it your text tone.
Nice. God, I wish I had one prepared because I wanted to do it over.
I'm gonna keep doing this. I'll tell you why I'm doing this is because I need to find. I'm searching for the joke that'll make Gus Johnson laugh on Try Not to Laugh.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Look, I know there. I think he's coming. Like, we're gonna have one with him soon. Gonna be coming out. And look, I'm gonna bring everything.
Bring everything you got. Mm.
I don't think you can do it.
I think
it's nothing against you. I think you're funny as hell. I think Gus has a very powerful jaw. I think he's going to laugh, but no water will leave his face.
Mm, we'll see. We will see. I will defeat him. Mm. I believe in me. When I think about jokes, I will sit up at night thinking about what I could do to make Gus Johnson laugh. I put on Fight Song, and I just sit there and I just think about what could I do to make this guy laugh.
Nice.
Yeah. My method's very different from you guys because I it's not that I plan it out entirely, but I think I'm like, what's I'll have a thought. I'm like, that's funny. All right, I'm gonna do that. And like, for instance, like Sassy Leg Infantry.
It was so good.
Earlier in the week, I was getting out of the shower and I just started like dancing around naked. And I was like, this is really silly. I was like, oh, I'll make a bit out of this.
Okay.
This is really silly. Were you in the mirror? How did you know it was silly?
I saw myself like just moving my legs all silly and I was like, you know what? Sassy legs. That's funny.
Sassy
I'll do
Legs
that.
Infantry is genius.
I can't do that.
Behind enemy lines. What, look in the mirror?
Yeah, ever. No, it's Vampire. Like if I – things for me are like so in the moment that like if I were to like even – sometimes I'll come in with like a one-word thought for myself where I'm like, this word reminds me of something I said to Shane to make him laugh once and I'll like write that down on my phone. But like I can't make things funny. If I'm like, oh, I could build a character out of this throughout the week. Because when I get up there, I get so nervous that I'm like trying to get into that moment of like explaining the character within a second. I overdo it and I just, it doesn't, I can't make it funny.
Like, I feel like whenever we're in situations where we're coming up with stuff on the fly, that's when I'm like, I'm laughing so hard at what you're saying. And I don't feel like I contribute as much in those situations. But with Try Not to Laugh, when it's like, okay, if I can plan just like, even if it's just like 5 minutes, then I can think of something really funny. But I do need to say, and you notice it, people probably notice it in videos. Like when I say jokes, it's never just like, It's rarely on the fly. I'll be sitting there. You'll see me kind of smirk to myself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I say, it's like, it just takes a second mm-hmm. for me to, you know, I'm a slow cooker.
Are we okay talking about this, by the way? Sorry, I know it's sort of calling out, like, sometimes.
There's a lot. I won't say which ones are planned and which ones aren't. Mm-hmm. And it's not planned like, okay, we all talked beforehand. It's like, there's just times where I come in and I'm like, okay, I got something that I know is going to make Damien laugh.
We'll like record something on our phone like shortly before. Right. Or, like, I have a notepad if I think of something. Like how I came up with boneless was one sound that I thought was funny, and it was da 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 da. And that was the voice, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to use that voice, and boneless became the name.
I can definitely do stuff like that. Yeah. Like, in my phone on that notes page, I had, like, the word baseball written down, and it was like, I bet Shane will laugh at baseball. And then I saw, like, the costume backstage, and I was like, oh, I can totally put this together and be like, ooh, baseball. It's that kind of stuff. Or I'll write, like, poetry, and I'll be like, oh, that's right, I could say a poem, and then I'll put on the hat, and I'll be like, I'm the boogeyman, and then say a poem.
The first duel was, like, I think it was the most proud I was of my brain on the fly, because that's where Goth Horse Girl Gemini Hogwarts student, those, I was like, I'm kind of a legend.
God.
Well, trust that. I don't know. Trust it.
That was quoting a weird inside
quoting
joke.
Quoting a time from a party.
Yeah.
What was it? God, where were we? It was something weird. We were at a barcade. Yeah. And there was something like you were talking about like an arcade thing.
No, I was like, because we had had a couple drinks and I like was like, yeah, I'm not feeling anything. And they're like, wow, yeah, you don't really seem to like feel alcohol that much. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of a legend.
And then Yasmin, one of our set designers, was like, what did you just say?
And then he was like, yeah, you're drunk.
Wait, was this my birthday?
I think it was at your birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely at that.
You were nearby? And I don't think. But only people
I don't think, because I didn't get to make it to your birthday, but it was a work event that everyone was there.
Yeah, it was that one, but it was at the same
time. I didn't get to make it to that one. Yeah.
No, it's no, I already knew where our friendship lied. So.
Yeah. I'm fake.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you're faker than veneers. Teeth.
Ooh.
Anybody here have veneers?
Called out. Called out.
One time I was at a dentist's office and I was just there to like fix a chipped tooth and like get a cleaning. And he was like looking at me and my teeth and he was like, ah, you'll get veneers. It's fine. And I was like,
oh. He was trying to
I like my teeth.
Insult
good,
you
sir.
Into buying expensive crap.
I don't
that
know.
You don't need.
It's just get rid of these. Yeah. You don't need these ones.
And
pop
then,
them on out.
And then when he fixed the chipped tooth, that it broke when I got home. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to this dentist.
Yeah, piece of crap. I hate that.
Yeah, don't insult. Like, I've had doctors insult my body multiple times. Remember I told you, guys about how I had to get a steroid shot? Mm-hmm. And the doctor was like, you got no ass. And I was like, what? Oh, my God.
That's probably a lawsuit.
Yeah. No, you, I don't know. People suck.
Yeah.
Most people just suck.
Oh no! Did I cancel a doctor?
No, you're fine. Speaking of cancel,
Do we want to do cancel a week, Shane? Ooh. You got something? You got to cancel
the
week.
So Ian pitched this idea called cancel of the week, where we cancel something that's just gone too far. We're done with it. We're canceling it.
Mm.
For instance, for me, you know what I'm canceling? Like I'm trying to cancel it. The second alarm I set in the morning.
Ooh.
I set two alarms, right? Or I set sometimes two or three. I set the first one. It's like that's like me waking up. Second one is there as a backup in case I don't get up and I fall back asleep. The problem why it's getting canceled is because it decides perfectly, not my plan, not my fault. It decides to go off perfectly once I've gotten in the shower.
Yep.
And then it's across the room and I have to dance naked cold at 5 a.m. to my and shut off my second alarm.
God, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, that's canceled. Why I like Alexa, because like if I hear that second alarm going off and I just go, Alexa, stop! And then it stops and I don't have to even get out of the shower and do sassy leg infantry. I just keep on going.
Smart.
You should utilize your Alexa. You kind of just have her in a corner and aren't really talking to her.
I never use Alexa.
Really?
I never
use her. Well, she listens to you quite a bit.
But this is my iPhone that's,
So I keep mine by the bed and like... Mm. I've caught myself like treating her too much like a human where like the alarm will go off and I'll be like, sorry for the people who have Alexas, by the way, if I'm setting it off.
Also change its name so this never becomes an issue again. That's what I did.
I was like, Alexa, 5 more minutes. She's like, I'm sorry. I don't understand. I was like, damn it, you're not my mom.
Well, you can say Alexa, snooze 5 minutes.
Oh, well, yeah, I say wake me up in 10 minutes or wake me up in 30.
I'm actually very polite to my Alexa. Okay. I'm always like, I always say thank you because I know it's listening.
Mine's rude.
And I'll add some sentence structure.
You know, I've Jeff got my... Bezos is listening.
Yeah.
He is. And just rock hard.
I'm all about that bass.
Just so rock hard on the other end.
But no, I'm very polite to my, because when the robots uprise, I want them to know I'm one of the good ones.
I want them to know not to mess with me because my girl, she doesn't listen to me sometimes. I actually had this really cool setup. I have like a space heater in my room and I hooked it up to a Wi-Fi plug. Mm-hmm. And it was dope because it connected to Alexa and I could tell her to turn it on and off. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to get out of bed, or I can do it from when I'm not home and I want my bedroom to be warm. But then all of a sudden the plug started having a mind of its own. So I would tell her to turn it off and she'd do the little doo-doo to show me she did it. And it was not off.
Uh-oh.
Fire hazard, baby.
Uh-oh.
So that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Don't trust her.
I have it hooked up to my ceiling fan lights, and I have it hooked up to my Roomba-style vacuum.
Oh, cool.
So I'm just like, but that one you can't be polite with. I'm going to be like, if I'm like, Alexa, sweep the floor, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm dumb as hell. And then I go like, okay, Alexa, ask D-Bot to sweep floor. Ba-ding.
Yeah.
So, and then it gets caught weird. On my sofa.
It's like,
and
can you ask life support. Him?
Yeah.
He connects to, Alexa, kill me.
Alexa, kill Felicia Rashad.
Alexa, end it all.
Nice. But like, honestly, you don't really need one. I mean, obviously not. But once you get one, you're like, this helps me a lot.
It's barely convenient. The vacuum thing is terrible. I would say the lights are the best thing for me, so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night. But I also say Alexa lights green while I'm gaming, so my room is green. And I match it to whatever game I'm playing.
I think part of the reason I don't use mine is because my apartment's very small. It's not like I don't have to walk that far to do anything.
True.
But you do have to walk.
I like it.
I mean,
those sassy legs.
A nice little stroll through my tiny little place.
Are you going to be there long? Are you moving?
Maybe.
Really?
I might move this year. I don't know.
No way.
I don't know. I kind of want a bigger space. I kind of want, I really want like a patio. I want like something outside.
Nice.
I'd like that.
Jinx.
Jing, ding, jing, jing.
Hey, Shane.
What's up?
How would you like it if I kicked out my roommate and you became my roommate?
Yeah, well, would you guys live together again if that was a thing that came to
I tried for years, and Shane just always has excuses.
Maybe. Ooh. I don't know. It's like I like having my own space. I do.
I definitely love being alone. But seeing our crew, like Taylor and Brennan and Billy and all them, how they have this gorgeous house that's all lit, and they live together, and it looks like just they're so cool. It makes me miss having roommates when I was living with my Vine friends.
It's definitely fun.
But I've definitely gotten accustomed to living by myself. Because, like, listen, the time between getting out of the shower and putting clothes on gets longer and longer every time. And I don't want to deal with anybody seeing that.
And yet you were going to adopt cats. They stare. They do.
I get to do whatever I want. I can make coffee in just a jock strap.
And her other roommates would just slap the coffee out of her hand.
Come on, if I was a dude, those would be
hand.
So funny.
Jock straps are not comfortable.
Nobody really wants
Nobody
to
likes
do
jock
that.
Straps.
No.
They're very uncomfortable. They hurt.
They're just man thongs, right?
No, because they've got a cup
on them. They're different.
And the
not,
cup
you
hurts.
Have to put the cup in the jock strap.
They don't cover the buttocks either.
Yeah, they don't.
Whoa, it's like a backpack, but
it's
front?
It's not comfortable. Yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
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 It's not comfortable. It sucks.
You guys should try it out.
No.
Host of the podcast,
are you
guys.
Okay?
That's me. Maybe I shouldn't be alone.
Guys, we need a wellness check on Courtney.
Guys, is Courtney okay?
Don't comment down below if we should be concerned.
Come on.
Aww.
Why can't I make naked jokes?
Because it's uncomfortable. Because everybody's nudity should be... Our bodies are gross and
He's
should be ashamed,
He's playing
though.
His farts on the microphone, dude.
Yeah.
Girls, why can't we be funny?
Girls
why
are
can't,
funny,
why
but naked
can't you just
bodies
laugh
are disgusting.
At us being naked?
Naked bodies are disgusting. All humans should be ashamed of themselves and each
also,
other.
Also, you can't make coffee while wearing a jock strap. That messes up the aromas.
You'll get burned.
You get burned.
On your peepers.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Burned on your peepers.
Kevin looks so uncomfortable right now.
Kevin, does the word peepers make
Come
you feel
on.
Uncomfortable?
No,
that's
not
laugh.
It.
That's not
it. Is it about being peepers?
Yeah.
Shut up. Laugh.
Was there, you play was there any other cancels that you wanted to
yeah,
talk
Yeah. What are you guys canceling?
I'm going to cancel Karens or just Karen videos. I get so much anxiety from watching those videos of like, I didn't ask for the coffee like that. Where is your manager? And there's so many of them, like especially the real on ones? Like, I don't know if they're real or staged, but it doesn't matter. It hits me the same. Mm. I can't see them anymore. And it's just swiping through TikTok, all of a sudden it's just like, yes, this has coffee in it and I can't have that. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
It just hits me so hard because I used to work in retail and I just know that I also didn't even see half of the worst of it. Like, I can't do it. No more Karen videos.
It feels like the internet's like, this is going to sound so obvious, but it feels like the internet's super, super negative right now, in that those types of videos are the only things that are ever trending right
because
now.
Because it makes everyone feel so good.
It makes us feel something.
Makes everybody feel
it's
so good.
It's just a
smart.
Lot of just really bad, like just people being awful. Yeah. Like those can't are the things it. That's like, hey, everyone, watch this person being awful. It's like, why are we always
this? I think what I want to cancel on TikTok is these videos where girls are like, this is me catching my toxic friend on camera. And it's like the worst acting where you just see the girl being like, okay, but I wanted to wear red to the party tonight. And the girl's like, okay, well, I'm wearing pink. And I know like you've always like tried to live in like my shadow like because in yeah. all our lives and we've been friends, like you can't do that. And then you're just like, there's all these kids that are believing this is real, and I'm like, you guys don't know what acting is.
It's the top comments are like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. And then the one after that is like, people who think this is real, and then three clown emojis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the one I, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of a thing where like it'll be two people looking at the camera, and then it'll hear like, I know you cheated on me with Brad or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the one, again, bad acting, like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And it's just like caught her on camera. But also at the same time, that is another example of like, it's teenagers and they really want to do something scandalous and they haven't learned yet. I did notice an influx of videos too. Sorry, I'm just talking. I did notice an influx of videos on TikTok where I'm like, it's younger people who haven't made anything yet. So that's where it's coming from. But like, you'll watch the whole video and not be entirely sure what they were even trying to do. Like, it's shot really well. Like, it'll be like a scary video. It'll be like, I found this thing in my basement. But there won't be enough parts of traditional story structure for you to be like, I'm not even sure what you were trying to make me think was mm-hmm. in the basement, you know? But it's
yeah,
shot
like, Mom,
so
what's
well.
What's in the sky? What's in the sky? And it's like, not
exactly.
even anything's happening in the sky. And they're like for part two.
Like for so they have
and then
like
part two
a lot
never
of like
comes.
They have like a lot of raw talent and how to get you to see things and look at things, but they don't know story structure.
Yeah.
So you're just left there like, how interesting to see a teenager be able to publish this and see, you know, you wouldn't normally mm-hmm. see that. It's like the videos you make at home with your friends.
This
your
is the
kid.
Stuff that makes me really excited to like, if I could be eventually a film high school film teacher, because I would hope that like those kids will be like, well, maybe I could do film, and they come in and they can actually learn like what that's like, or like put the talents that they have to actual use. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I don't know. Movies aren't going to exist in 10 years.
That's true.
Probably not. It's just gonna be VR.
Just gonna be VR.
It's gonna be Shane recording.
I am Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm Spider-Man.
It's gonna be this in 10 years. It's just gonna only be. That's it.
Kevin seems so disappointed every time that happens. Are you gonna have to bleep that out every time, Kevin?
No, it's just.
Do
I'm
we
have
to
listen to this while I edit this?
Right.
Over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to cut out me talking about being naked?
No.
We're going to have to cut this whole podcast.
It's not fair that Tyler Phillips can come out with no shirt on in it and people are like, ha, 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 ha. But if I did, then there's a Reddit page.
I want you to cut out everything except my farts.
Can we get a hypercut of Shane's fart?
Sure.
Well, boys, how are you guys feeling? How did we do?
You know.
Tummy hurts.
I feel really good. I feel like I made a lot of great content that I've shown you guys today. I'll keep trying to make content like that. You know, keep really working on my art is the big
I think
big
you forgot
thing.
A letter on that word.
Nice.
Who arted, am I right?
That's so funny.
Who arted?
Legend. Legend over here.
Thanks, gang. And thank you guys for listening and watching this podcast. We casted this pod. We sure did. Two boys both wearing the same yellow shirt. That's
exactly.
what
we
this
planned
was.
It.
If you guys want to keep listening or keep watching, we have the audio episodes that come out every Wednesday, and then the full video episodes come out on the Smoshcast channel every Friday. So subscribe to whichever one. Give us a rating, too. Rate Shane's art.
Yeah,
please make it a 5-star. It really helps us.
It really helps.
Yeah.
And like we said, there between us as creators and the viewers, we don't owe each other anything. But we're happy to give you the content that we give, and whatever you guys want to give to us, hey, that's sweet too.
Unless
we love you.
Hepatitis.
Please don't give us hepatitis.
Please don't.
Bye.
Bye.